Item 7, adopt the addendum to the North McAdam Transportation System Development Charge Overlay, establish a fee schedule, and amend code. And item 8, adopt the addendum to the Innovation Quadrant District Transportation System Development Charge Overlay, establish a fee schedule, and amend code.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Last year, the City Council unanimously approved the Transportation System Development Charge Update that went into effect January 1st. This morning, staff will update us on the North McAdam and the Innovation Quadrant Overlay Districts that have additional transportation system development charges associated with development. Unlike the citywide system development charge update, the project list in these overlay districts are not changing. This is merely a housekeeping exercise to align the methodology with the newly adopted person trip methodology and adopt updated rates. So I guess I'll turn it over to Rich and Jody to further explain.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Rich Eisenhower. I'm the SDC Program Manager for the Bureau of Transportation. Along with me today is Jody Yates, our Right-of-Way Programs and Permitting Division Manager. Today, we're asking for your support and to update the methodology and rate studies to the North McAdam and Innovation Quadrant TSDC overlays and to also adopt associated code amendments. So, just give some background. So in September of last year, Council approved the updates to the citywide TSDC program that went into effect January 1st, 2018. The citywide updates include a revised trip counting methodology to account for person trips rather than vehicle trips, some revisions to the land use categories, the rates associated with those categories, and the capital project list on where those funds can be spent. As a brief refresher, TSDCs are one-time fees that are paid by new development or changes of use within existing developments that will create an increase in trips generated to that site. The fees are intended to pay for the impacts that development will have upon the transportation system. A TSDC overlay is an area where development is subject to an additional TSDC. TSDCs in the overlay are based on the cost of a specific project list that directly benefits the properties within the overlay area. The TSDC fees imposed on development are expended on capacity increasing projects to serve growth within that area. The North McAdam and Innovation Quadrant overlays were created as a funding mechanism for new transportation capacity in these two areas, specifically linked to having a large potential for growth and lacking transportation infrastructure. There was a robust stakeholder involvement in 2009 and 2011 when these overlays were created. The TSDC overlays are intended to fund a portion of a fixed project list for a fixed time frame. Once all the projects have been funded, the overlays are no longer needed. In addition to other projects, both overlays help fund a portion of the city's contribution to the Milwaukee Light Rail Line. As the overlays were adopted separately and independently from the citywide TSDC program, we are here today to present updates to the two overlay programs that are consistent with the citywide updates adopted in September. These updates will bring the overlay methodologies into alignment with the citywide SDC. The citywide SDC had a very extensive public outreach process. So in addition to that work that we did through the citywide update, we also met with overlay stakeholders to review changes in these areas. We hosted a workshop with the stakeholders to review proposed rates and receive feedback. We presented these changes to the Development Review Advisory Committee, and we also published the proposed changes online for a 60-day public review period.
Could I ask a question? I'm sorry, sure. I'm not as familiar with this process. So you mentioned that it is to fund projects deemed to be a benefit to the overlay area.
Mm-hmm.
Who decides that? Is it this?
That was during the 2009-2011 when these overlays are created through that stakeholder work.
So there are specific types of projects that have been deemed beneficial to overlay areas?
Yes.
Could you give me some examples?
I have a slide. We'll cover those projects here shortly.
Great. Thank you.
Coming up in a couple of slides. So I guess we'll go first. We're going to go into the North McAdam overlay and kind of highlight that program. The North McAdam Overlay went into effect in January of 2009 and was adopted as a 20-year program. This amendment, as shown on Exhibit A for Council Item Number 7, will update the original North McAdam rate study to align with the citywide TSDC program. The project list and the cost per trip remains unchanged. So this is, I think this will get to this. This slide is a map of the North McAdam Overlay projects and their status. The North McAdam Overlay is located to the southeast of downtown. It includes the River Place and South Waterfront neighborhoods. These projects are the same projects that were adopted when it was originally adopted in 2009. The dashed line represents projects that are yet to be built. We have four large projects left to be built. Money collected over the next 11 years will go towards funding those projects. And projects that we've already completed within this overlay include a portion of the Milwaukee Light Rail line and the intersection improvements at Harbor Drive and River Parkway.
Is the innovation quadrant inclusive of North McAdam or no?
No, they're separate.
Completely
separate. They're adjacent but separate.
Thank you.
Yeah. So there are still, like I mentioned, four major projects of Bond Avenue, the South Portal, some work around the Ross Island Bridgehead that
Very
are
good.
Yet to be funded.
Commissioner Fish, in his first official act as council president, asked me to ask all the dumb questions today. So
okay.
I'm just doing as he asked.
So, now I'll highlight the Innovation Quadrant overlay. The Innovation Quadrant overlay went into effect in May of 2011 and was also adopted as a 20-year program. This amendment is shown on Exhibit A for Council Item Number 8. It will update the original Innovation Quadrant rate study to align with the citywide program, and the project list and cost per trip, again, remains unchanged. So this slide shows the map of the Innovation Quadrant overlay and the projects and their statuses. The Innovation Quadrant overlay is located just to the south and to the east of downtown and includes the Portland State University and OMSI areas. Again, the projects are the same projects that were adopted with the original rate studies in 2011. The dashed lines, again, represent two projects that are yet to be built. We've already completed four projects in this area, which includes, again, portions of the Milwaukee Light Rail lines, the Central City loop completion for the Portland streetcar, the Southeast Clinton to the river multi-use path, and the relocation of Southeast Water Avenue. So the final step was to apply the newly adopted citywide methodology to both overlays and calculate the proposed rate schedule. We took the cost per trip, applied that cost to the aligned citywide methodology to create the proposed rate schedule for each overlay. The proposed rates to each charge for development within the overlay areas are derived using the same methodology and underlying data for the citywide program. The recommended cost per trip is to match the current cost per trip that we currently use in each of the overlays. So for North McAdam, it's $2,670 per trip, and Innovation Quadrant, it's $2,150 per trip. And again, those are recommended to remain unchanged. The proposed rate schedules for the North McAdam and Innovation Quadrant overlays can be found in your Exhibit A on both council items. This slide is intended to show an example of the impact of this change on new development. So this is one of the same slides we presented to you when we came here in September of last year with our citywide update. It's also an example of the project that came out on the Gator review session. So this looks at all the fees associated with the development. So in this example, for a new building that has a value of $6.3 million, it would be assessed $1 million in fees. $750,000 is associated with SDCs across all the four bureaus, and $250,000 in other fees. If this project is located, for example, in the North McAdam overlay, it currently would pay under the current methodology about $109,000, and with the refined methodology to conform to the citywide, the SDC actually goes down slightly to $102,000. So in conclusion, we ask for your vote and support today to update the methodologies and rate schedules, bring both the North McAdam and the Innovation Quadrant TSDCs overlays into alignment with our citywide program, as well as adopt code amendments. So Jody and I, as well as we have other PBOT staff here, are available to answer any questions you have. Thank you for your time. And appreciate it.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you.
Any questions? Public testimony on either items 7 or 8?
No one signed up.
Very good. On item 7, please call the roll.
Same rates too. Same rate. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot. I was voting first. Thank you very much for a very clear presentation and for all your work on this. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Sossman?
Yes, thank you very much for this work. It's complicated stuff. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Item 8, please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Sossman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
All right, the ordinance is adopted. Please call item 9.
All right, thank you.
Mayor, we don't have the. We're